The Novos.
The Novos.
Carmen Crevo. New FM.
Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
Oh, my God. Literally, as we turn our mics on, this is a bit gross, TMI in the morning, but I honestly feel like I was just about to vomit in my mouth.
Oh, that's it. What's going on? Are you okay?
Why is Friday doing that to me? How dare Friday betray me like that?
Well,
making
good
me
question.
Sick to the stomach. Sorry. I thought I was actually going to vomit on you
it's
then.
It's a bit odd. yesterday, with the supercars in town.
Yeah.
So I went, like, for a little swim yesterday.
Yeah. About you went for a swim, got wet, felt good?
Yeah, just before dinner, about 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God, bedtime.
Headed to Merriweather. And one of the supercars, the Red Bull one, was cruising around there, and then they all got out. I don't think it's, like, the racing one, but it's all dressed up in its livery like it looked like
a souped-up car, like a promo car, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And they all got out in their uniforms, and then they were just going for a walk at the beach.
What, in their big, like, onesies?
No, it was more like Red Bull / whatever is, like, the, you know, they'll
like
have,
training
like,
gear?
They'll have, like, 50,000 sponsors on there.
Yeah.
Like, you look like a Red Bull car, but you also could be 19 other companies. I'm like, not really sure.
Stickers all over
them? Yeah, and they had stickers all over them, and they were just going for a walk. And I'm like, the supercars are in town today. It's happening.
Yeah.
It is all kicking off.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
I know. It looks fantastic. Of course, everyone's very excited. So it's going to be brilliant. Jess, you're headed there today, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've decided.
You think you've decided. Very sure.
It's just nice to have the option, right?
That's right. Exactly. Well, there's heaps going on, like, even though it's just practice today, there's tons happening.
Who's on tonight? Ice House? Noise Works?
Yeah.
Get on that.
Yeah, well, we had a chat to Ivor Davies.
He's
pumped up and ready to go, yeah. So it's going to be a good gig. The whole of the town is ready for it, and of course it's happening today. Next, though, we will be catching up with Jess to go a little deeper on the local news stories, just a few minutes off. New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Of course, Jess, supercars this weekend. A lot of local races involved.
Yes, this is going to be so exciting. Not only, of course, do we have the best of the best supercars drivers here in Newcastle, we do have a couple of local drivers that you can keep an eye on. Charlotte Poynting from Newcastle, she's racing in the Aussie Racing Cars Series. She's the only female who's racing in that support race as well, which is great. And there's 40 of them who are going to be on the track this weekend. So she's got practice at about 9:30 this morning.
Amazing.
And then race one tomorrow and race two on Sunday. And then Ryan Gilroy, who's a local boy as well, he's racing in the Dunlop Super 3 Series. So this is a step up for him from last season. So he's very excited, and he's even more excited to be racing on his home track. So he's got practice today as well, just after 10 o'clock, and then race one and race two.
We spoke to both of them recently on the show. Both very different preparation styles. Charlotte went to Harry Styles.
That's right.
And Ryan's just been cutting fat laps of Shortland Esplanade.
Yeah.
So
it's different, but hey, whatever.
Very different. Horses for courses, but it might pay off for Charlotte.
Exactly. Oh,
look,
you never know.
Seeing Harry Styles is probably the only way to get ready for anything,
for
isn't
anyone,
it?
Right?
Exactly. Well, that's all very exciting. The town is definitely buzzing for that.
Yeah.
Now, switching gears a little bit, the Coalition is basically accusing state Labor of saying, we'll give you money for projects that they've already given money for. Like, it's a bit confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, so as always in the lead up to an election, everyone's promising this, that and the other. The Coalition has been promising, well, actually giving a lot of funding for a lot of projects in the Hunter region, not just an election promise, but actually money in the bank for local councils. One of those was for Maitland Council for Melville Ford Bridge, which anyone who lives out near Aberglasslyn and Maitland know this bridge is desperately in need of an upgrade. The Coalition did give money to council like a week and a half ago for that project, but then yesterday Labor came out and they stood on the bridge and were like, well, we're also gonna give money, but only if we're elected. So now the Coalition are like, well, guys, it's the money's already there, it's done, it's ticked.
This Melville Ford Bridge, I had to drive over that the other day.
Did you?
I honestly thought it was going to, like, the weight of my car was going to cause this thing to cave in.
Really?
It's terrifying. And it goes, like, it's windy in the lead up and windy on the way out. And it goes all the way down to water level. And it's like, I'm going to fall. I'm going to literally fall in the water.
Yeah, I hate driving over it.
But did you?
Didn't.
Oh, that's good.
For the 10 seconds I was driving over it, it wasn't fun. So you could imagine the locals hating on that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's funny though, isn't it? When you get this close to an election, they're looking for anything. Like last night, yesterday, there was problems with the trains because there was like the computer, basically the computer broke down at the train head station. And as soon as that happened, Labor were like...
pointing fingers.
You can't even make the trains work. It's an IT problem, mate. It's not the politicians.
This happens all the time.
It's like the computer just broke. Anyway, it's all fun and games. It's a full circus.
Oh, we love elections.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Do.
I'm just here for the democracy sausage.
That's what everyone's really there for at this
15
level.
15 more days.
Well, it's getting close. Put that one on your calendar.
Creevo, I've found my hero online.
Oh, this is a bit of fun.
There's a woman that I want to be.
Who's that?
Well, her name's Rayanne, but she goes by the Croc Queen on TikTok.
What are you talking about? This is not an aspirational thing.
Yes, it is. The Croc Queen has gone viral on the internet, most recently because she shows an absolute whack room full of Crocs with her collection of them. She has 159 pairs of Crocs and 700 gibbets. Now, the gibbets...
What's a gibbet?
They're the little jewels that you can put on them.
A jewel? What's on a classic Crocs jewel?
Now, let me show you a little peek of some. So these, I'm showing you a pair right now.
Giblets or whatever they're called.
Of her Lightning McQueen Crocs. Oh. See the little...
I'm sorry. That's the lamest thing I've ever
seen.
They're
like little buttons that you can put in the Croc hole.
They're like a... They look like an old school badge and they look ridiculous.
Now, I consider myself a Croc head, but I'm just an...
Oh, what? Yep. Okay.
I'm not a fully fledged one yet. I'm just a beginner.
How many of the giblets have you got?
I got no gibbets.
Are you gonna order some?
Croc Queen has got 700. Yeah, I want to order some, but I want to be like the Croc Queen. I want to start like developing my collection and have them on a gallery wall, a Croc wall.
Would your partner Marcus flip it if you turned like the living room into a Croc room?
Absolutely, he would.
Because I can see that in your future.
Well, it's kind of got people divided too. People are like, why?
That's me. I'm in that camp. Who's divided, not saying that.
Someone else said, awesome collection. I'm a Croc head too. My collection is 127 pairs of Crocs. I've been wearing Crocs since 2009. But someone has done the maths.
Yeah.
So Crocs, on average, are anywhere from $60 to $80, right?
$80 for that little rubber children's shoe.
My platform ones were $80.
$80? You're getting ripped.
Like, without including the gibbets... They reckon she spent about 10, 12 grand.
I'm sorry, I just can't take anyone seriously that says the word gibbet. It's ridiculous.
I want all the gibbets. Damn. Damn, it feels
good to be the Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler and Creevo.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Happy feel-good Friday on the launch day of the Thrifty Newcastle 500.
Oh, and what a cracking weekend weather-wise it's going to be too.
Everyone is excited for this. There's the music, of course. Yeah. There's the racing. There's the energy in the air. You don't even have to be there to feel the vibes.
There's the beers.
Well, yeah, that too. Are you going to have a beverage this weekend, even a one?
Not an idiot, mate. Crack a tinny.
Couple of waters.
No. What's water?
Well, beer's mostly water. That's what I always say.
A couple of waters. Maybe I'll just have
a couple of cheeky waters.
Yeah, a few waters.
Bit of...
Stay hydrated. It's hot this weekend.
Exactly. What do you have in there? Water?
None of your beeswax.
Bit of wheat in there as well.
Few ops.
Exactly. Away you go. All of that to play for. Next, though, yesterday on the show, we got to debating your dinner time because it's absurd. You eat dinner like at the time of children.
Unlike you, though, eating dinner at midnight, you freak.
Ah, 9, 10 o'clock. Who cares?
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Nah, it is. It's good. It's how you get the most out of life.
Nah.
As if you don't even enjoy your life. That's how early you just want to sleep it away. We'll get into that debate from yesterday on the show up next as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Creevo on 105.3 New FM. And yesterday on the show, we got into the debate about whether it's okay to eat your dinner in the afternoon. Tyler, you've got an outlandish idea that it's all right to eat your dinner when it's still sunny in daytime.
Yes, it's good for your health.
Straight after lunch.
It's good for your digestive straight after lunch. It's good for your digestive system. It's just, it's got benefits all round. And then you've got time to sit around and watch a few TV shows before you go to bed instead of fluffing around in the kitchen.
It's just,
at 6, 7 o'clock. That's evil.
You eat your dinner. You eat your dinner at 5:10. Like
eat dinner by 5:30.
Even as a young child before primary school, it was later than that.
I'd like to point out
that's what adults do.
That we're not regimented with the time. We're not like right, it's 5 o'clock. Start cooking dinner.
Sure sounds
but
like it.
Around that time, like I'm hungry. It's dinner time.
I just don't think anyone else in Newcastle is. I think you're one of a kind. Anyway, that's my
wrong
theory.
Because we've got a few callers on 4967 4105.
They're probably supporting me.
Tiffany is up first in Fletcher. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, Crevo. I agree with Tyler.
Yes. Are you joking me?
Now, what time are you cooking dinner, Tiff?
So before I started a 9-to-5 job, I'd start at 5 and we'd eat at 5:30.
Yeah.
Now that I finish at 5, it's generally 6:30, but I'm starving.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
5:30. So my dad used to do shift work, so even as a kid, we'd always have dinner at 5:30.
Yep.
And my husband, who I've been with for 17 years, used to be a baker, so we would always eat at 5:30.
See?
So that's just what I've always known.
And that goes with the nature of our job, Crevo. We're having to get up at 4:30 in the morning to be at work by then.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be in bed early. You've got to eat your dinner earlier than that to let your food digest. Tiffany is, like, she gets it.
Your food can digest while you sleep. That's what sleeping's
for. No, that's incorrect.
All right, anyway, there's one person you found. One out of heaps.
I reckon we can find another one.
Let's see if there's another one. Janine, how's Charlestown this morning?
Yeah, not too bad.
It's going to be another warm one, you reckon?
So.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Now tell us, are you team Crevo? You reckon this is ridiculous, yeah?
No, I'm team Tyler.
Yes!
What? Are you kidding?
Now what time are you cooking dinner, Janine?
Starting by 5 and yep. We're eating by 5:30.
You
it's
get it.
Plans at 6:30. I'm like, I'm too hangry.
Oh, me too. Can I tell you, last night, Marcus, my partner, and I didn't eat dinner until 7 o'clock, and we were so angry, and I had the worst nightmares because I ate dinner too late. It's a thing, isn't it, Janine?
Absolutely. It just makes more sense for us.
Are you, like, 6 or 7 years old?
No, she's not.
No, I'm in my 30s.
What?
She's a grown woman.
Okay.
Let's wrap this up,
there's
though.
More of you out there. Yeah. Who knew?
There's another one.
Let's
wrap it up with Brendan in Thornton. Hey, Brendan.
How you going?
Good, mate. Now, are you eating dinner early?
Well, these days we eat dinner a little bit later because of work, but I grew up eating dinner at 5 o'clock on the dot.
Yes!
No, that's like worse than me.
When you were a little kid or, like, through into teenage years?
My family still sits there and has dinner on the table at 5 every night.
So that means they're starting to cook dinner at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the Arvo.
Yep, doesn't matter whether it's a roast or what.
I just can't believe
this. Genius, and I bet ya, Brendan, your family, that they're fit as fiddles, they've lost all this weight, they've got great heart health because they're eating dinner early and hitting a good fat fast overnight before they eat brekkie the next morning.
There was plenty of time for the family to watch the news and any other TV shows you want.
See?
Yeah, but you can still, like, that argument, right, that you can't watch any TV if you've eaten dinner an hour later just doesn't work for me.
It does.
Anyway.
I don't know. You know, sit down with the family and have family time for dinner before you go watch TV.
Yeah, do you hate family time, Crevo, instead of watching TV?
Oh, geez, you just stitched me up there.
Got ya.
Right. There's a few of you out there, I'll admit it, but only three amongst all of Newcastle.
That's
so
all we
saying.
Need. 100% of callers all agree
true.
With me.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
Right, producer Stephen, Nick Cannon back at it again.
Yeah, we'll tease his Instagram that he's having another child, which is a crazy enough story as it is because he's already got 12. So this would be baby 13.
Oh my God.
I mean, Cannon by name, Cannon by nature.
Absolutely. The story gets wilder though because what we didn't know was he was going to choose the baby mama in like a bachelor style game show.
Guys! You're on a game show right now.
Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are coming to E! For the mother of all game shows.
Having my baby with Nick Cannon!
You got pyro?
Yeah! You're gonna get some contestants that wanna have your baby.
We're not kidding around.
Meeny, meeny, miny.
Let's go!
Who's Having My Baby with Nick Cannon, hosted by Kevin Hart, this spring, only on E!
What?
Wild. Interesting use of language as well, coming to E, isn't it?
Oh, my God. What an absolute... Like, why do you think he thinks it's fun to monetize off the fact that the world thinks he's an absolute idiot?
Well, it's funny because obviously the internet blew up over this. And only probably about 2 hours ago, he posted on his Instagram saying it was a prank. So it's a publicity stunt. So him and Kevin Hart actually do have a show. It's Celebrity Prank Wars is what the show is. So they've, like, pranked everyone, and that's the publicity stunt.
Well, it's worked on us.
He's got us.
Well, that's the thing, though. He's kind of, like, come on his Instagram and been like, oh, fooled you. But I reckon egg on his face, if you're the kind of person where you release this and everyone believes this is true, like, we just played Ed Sheeran. If Ed Sheeran put this out, everyone would be like, there's no chance.
Yeah.
That's right. It's Nick Cannon.
You go, ridiculous, everyone but goes, likely.
Yeah, that's within character. He'd probably pick a baby mama on a TV show. Like, it's just, what a crazy story, but I think it's a lot of fun.
I totally think he should do it, though, and people would watch it. He'd make millions off this. You know what? Enough to pay child support for every child that he's ever
nearly enough.
To.
Nearly enough.
Almost.
Is all.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Now, I know that majority of Newcastle and the Hunter will be at the Supercars this weekend, watching and spectating those that are using all the petty, but we want to still give some away.
That's what we do. We try and give you the petrol, or maybe you got a drive there from out, like, at the bay or something.
True. Well, let us hook you up with free petty.
That's right. That's what we're doing here. $50 fuel cards up for grabs for the best person who wins Three of a Kind this morning.
Yeah, we give you three things. You identify the theme, first to two, best to three. Your name's your buzzer. You win free petty.
That's right. If you're the best at this, 4967-4105. The number again, 4967-4105. Do we do one quick little example?
Do you want me to hit you with one?
Yeah, is that all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Crunchy, Snickers, Twix.
Crevo.
Go.
The chocolate bars.
Yep.
See, could you do that?
Yeah.
If you could, 4967-4105 and win a free fuel card this morning.
Right in time for the weekend.
You want this. Everyone does. Cost of living is through the roof at the moment.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, all right. We want to hook one lucky Nova Castrina up with free petty.
Yeah, that's right. Very simple. You could win yourself a $50 fuel card all by working out the theme of the three things we tell you.
First to two, best of three. Your name's your buzzer.
Let's meet our contestants for this morning. First up, it's Lara in Cessnock. How are you?
Great. Really good.
That's good. What do you do?
Way to work.
Yeah, what do you do for a crust, Lara?
I work at Kmart.
Oh, that's the best job in the world, Lara.
How good.
Yeah. Now, can you tell me, what's the staff discount?
Oh, that's a little bit of a secret, I think.
Is it now? You're just getting
She's
in there.
Part of the secret Kmart club that I'm not a part of, and I'm so jealous.
You know, I know. Yeah, we're very lucky.
It's the best job in the world. It'd be the best job in the world. Not that I know.
Be right up there. Scoop an Anko products into your trolley and just walk it out. It'll probably cost you 5 cents.
Bargain.
Oh, that's it. Bargain every day.
I love
you
that.
Said it. We've got yesterday's runner-up from West Walls End. James, good morning.
Yep. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, fingers crossed you're going to get it this time. Otherwise, we'll get you back again. It's fine.
Fantastic.
Okay, here we go.
All right, let's test everyone's buzzers. Lara, you're up first.
Lara.
Well done. Solid. James?
James.
Nice.
Superb. Both got great buzzers. Let's do this thing.
First one. Fuso, Kenworth, Mac.
Truck. James. Lara.
Oh, Lara.
Now, James. I think it's James who gets to do it because Lara had given the game away. All right, James, what is it?
The trucks.
Yeah, absolutely. That is correct. Well done.
1 point. Lara, can we just double check your buzzer there, doll?
Lara.
Yeah, it's working. Very good.
Okay, next one. Cholula, Frank's Red Hot, Tabasco.
James.
James?
James, what is it?
Hot sauce.
Oh, that is correct, which means you're a winner. Easy as that. See, you got to practice, and then sometimes practice makes perfect.
Lara, can we get you back on Monday?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're going to make you a winner eventually, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
even if it's the last thing I do.
Oh, bless you. Listen, have a fabulous day, guys.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, Lara, to Tyler trying to schmooze up to you to get the Kmart discount.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make a new best friend that has benefits. Oh,
yep.
Benefits? Lara is Tyler's new friend with benefits.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Sure sounded like you did. James is loving this too. He's like, just give me the fuel, yo.
Shut up.
As you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we bring into the fold here producer Stephen because he has a cautionary tale for Newcastle.
Yeah,
welcome to the show first.
Yeah, good morning. Feel good Friday. Hope everyone's having a good one.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Never better, my friend. Never better.
Now, you put a bit of mayo on this because I was trying to play the system, but unfortunately the system's played me.
What's happened?
This time last week it was actually. We had a long week. Me and my housemates decided we're going to order a Thai feed for Friday night.
Oh, that is the best.
So good.
A little bit of a lab guy.
Yum. But I love a lob.
But for four of us, minimum to get Thai, $80, right?
Yeah.
Like that'd be on the cheaper side. Well, like for four, that's a good deal.
Oh, exactly, exactly.
It is
Spenno. Yeah, so Thai, it's so good, but yeah, on that pricier side. Mm. So there was a deal on Uber Eats where if you spent $30, you got 10 off, right? So
oh, sweet.
I thought, you know, we're spending at least $60, at least between the four of us. So let's split it over a couple of accounts so we can get $20 off.
Smart.
So if I get $40 on my account, you get $40 on yours. We save $20 instead of $10, right?
I love a bargain hunter.
Yeah.
So I thought, I've played the system here. We've done them in. How good's this? Anyway, it turns out when you get into the fine print and the nitty-gritty, it's like $7 for handling and service and $7 for delivery. And all of a sudden, it costs us an extra $4 to split it over two accounts rather than saving.
So you didn't even get the $10 discount because you had to pay that in extra fees.
In extra fees, yeah. So we lost money. It was more expensive for us to split it over the two accounts rather than just do it with one account.
They saw you coming, didn't they?
Newcastle, be alert.
Yeah.
Be aware. Uber Eats are trying to rob us. Cozzy Live is through the roof at the moment and I won't have it from Uber Eats.
That's like, and you've got to keep an eye out, like Stephen said, because those extra little fees and stuff,
yeah,
they'll get you.
Naughty.
The other thing to be alert of is sometimes they charge more on Uber Eats.
They do. They up the prices. I remember when I used to work in hospo, we used to have an Uber reps like come around to us every so often.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, if you, I don't know, sell those nachos for $15 on the menu in-house, sell them for $18 on Uber Eats. We're like, why? And they're like, because people pay it. There's no science behind it. They just like put it up because people will pay it for convenience.
Jeez, you got to be careful.
Dirty dogs.
It's un-Australian, isn't it? It's preying on the hungover Australian and I won't have it.
It is un-Australian. Yeah.
Good point, well made. Be alert, Newcastle, especially a lot of people have a couple of dusty ones.
But also if you are dusty, how good is the convenience of having a priority? You pay an extra couple bucks to be a priority, like, recipient.
And it's right there.
And
suddenly
sometimes it still takes an hour and 45 minutes for it to show up.
The dirty bird at your door.
Oh, how cool.
Well, let's check your traffic.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler.
Crevo.
Tyler and Crevo.
Feel
good Friday.
And don't forget, our trivia check is back with $275 for today, which would be fantastic going into the weekend. Bit of that money in your pocket ready to go.
Yeah, and a shout out to Summer in Madawi, who earlier in the week took home $900. So you can, it's definitely gettable.
Oh, it so is. Well done to Summer again.
Next, though, Crevo, something humiliating has happened to me.
To you?
Yeah.
Is everything all right?
Not sure yet.
Okay. We'll fill you in on all the details in minutes.
And I want to know on 4967-4105, did you accidentally text the wrong person? Because this happened to me through the week, Crevo. And I just want to curl up in a ball and die.
Okay. So tell us, how did it all go down?
So obviously, it comes with the nature of our job. We have to be in contact with a lot of people. One of those people would have to be the communications manager for the Knights, right? We chatted to Lockie Fitzgibbon yesterday. Just a bit of back and forth text saying, yep, all good. Chat about this.
Yeah, you're catching up with Lockie, you know, at 8 o'clock or whatever.
So I was texting the communications manager for the Knights, whilst also texting my partner, Marcus, who had sent me a photo of the new Biscoff Magnums, right?
Now, Biscoff is this, like, delicious cinnamon European biscuit.
Bicky spread.
Yeah, and then so to have that combined with a Magnum, it's pretty exciting.
Right?
Ice cream, delicious.
Just sends me a photo of that. To which I responded, I want that in and around my mouth.
Which is pretty fun. That's a bit of fun, you know.
You best believe I didn't hit send to that text to Marcus, did I?
To your partner.
Not to my partner, Marcus. I hit send to that to the to Frank, the Knights guy.
The communications guy for the Knights. So what was the, do you know, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, the panic, mate. Thank God Facebook Messenger has the unsend option.
Oh. You were able to unsend it in time?
I don't know if he saw it, though.
Because Facebook sometimes, it doesn't really, it's not
so
really
now,
clear who's seen what.
Frank from the Knights thinks, I want Lockie Fitzgibbon in and around my mouth. Oh.
So awkward.
When I was just innocently talking about wanting an ice cream in and around my mouth.
4967 4105. Have you sent a text to the wrong person, or have you received a text from the wrong person that was meant for someone else?
Are you on the receiving end of that? And let us know, like, what the dynamic of the friendship work relationship is after that, because I need hot tips galore.
It's so awkward, isn't it? 4967 4105. The best callers on air today. An invite for four kids plus an adult to the red carpet grand opening of Kids World Playland and Cafe at Charlestown is today from 4 to 8 p.m.
What a party!
Imagine that. You go, right, kids, you're done with school. We're off to this. Amazing. You want to get your hands on that.
4967 4105. Did you accidentally text the wrong person, or were you on the receiving end? We'll get your calls on the next.
New FM.
And I just want to die in a hole. Dig a hole and die in it. Because
what, with a hole now?
Yeah, just get in it and die.
Yeah.
See. Because I've accidentally sent a questionable text to the wrong person.
Oh, in fact, so embarrassing.
The guy from the Knights that we have to deal with all of the time when it comes to locking in interviews and all that kind of stuff.
He's like the boss of the
He's
who you
like
can
one
talk
of the
to.
Big dogs.
Yeah.
I sent him a text instead of sending my partner Marcus a text that said, I want that in and around my mouth. And it wasn't even supposed to be raunchy to Marcus. I was just talking about some ice cream.
And now he thinks that there's something going on. And what makes it worse is when you've deleted it. And
I don't know if
don't
he
know
saw,
if
it.
Saw it. And if and now it like, looks guilty because you got rid of it.
Yeah.
There's so much going on there. Did you send the text to the wrong person, or did you receive it is the area we move into. James is up first. How are you doing? How's Maryland this morning?
Very cold. I'm actually sitting out the front of the gym waiting to go in to do personal training at the moment, actually.
Procrastinating at its
Smart.
Finest.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so tell us, did you send a text to the wrong person, or were you on the receiving end?
I was on the receiving end. So me and my mate were talking about going to the Newcastle Jets one night, and deep in the conversation, then all of a sudden I get a message saying, I can't wait to be inside you tonight. So I sort of had a blank look on my face. And I sort of wrote back question marks, and he's like, oh, my God, I can't believe that wasn't for you. And I said, I was like, I'm pretty sure that wasn't for me, mate, but I'm sure you're going to enjoy yourself tonight.
That is so good. How embarrassing, especially to when you've got to spend time with them afterwards.
Yeah. I'll catch you inside tonight.
We've got Trish in Rutherford up next. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well. Thanks, Trish. Now tell us, did you send the text to the wrong person accidentally, or were you on the receiving end?
No, I've sent them quite a few times. As you know, I can't see properly at the moment.
Yeah, and what'd you send?
I've got to rely on Siri.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've got, like, I might have four Tylers in my phone, I might have four Crevos in my phone.
Yeah.
And so
heaps of Crevos around.
Yeah, no, just, like, I've actually got four marks in my phone.
Yeah.
And so I've sent, one of them rang me up one day and said, Trish, he goes, I'm a mechanic. And I said, yeah, I know you are a mechanic. And he said, well, I don't know lawns. I said, oh, geez.
Oh, yeah. No, you've got your trades mixed up, Trish.
Yeah, and not only that, my guy's, his name's Tony.
Yeah.
And I put his number, his doctor's number under Tony D, and one day he picked up
Mary was the big D.
Oh, my God.
You were, like, cutting people's grass and all sorts of things.
Didn't you receive a text?
I did once.
Tell me.
It was from a customer, so it was, like, a Facebook Marketplace back and forth type situation.
You were selling something on Marketplace, yes.
That's right. And it was, like, a couch or something. Mm. And then this lady basically sent a text saying, was along the lines of, you know, someone inside someone else. Oh. I was like, so cringe. And then she hadn't bought it yet, so she had to turn up and buy the couch.
Oh, that's so awkward. Did she acknowledge it?
She's like, so sorry about that. I'm like, it's fine. Just take the couch.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, and $275 in play today. But on Wednesday, how good was this? Because, well, we had a big-time winner. Let's listen to how it all went down.
How many properties are on a standard Monopoly board?
Oh, 28.
Tyler. Did we just give away
$900? We just gave away $900!
Congratulations to Summer in Madawi. You're now $900 richer and you're off to New Zealand.
Oh my God, Summer, you've done it!
Oh my God, you just made my day, guys.
Honestly, it was the highlight of my day too.
Yeah, it's just brilliant because you're making Novocastrians a little bit richer. If you want your hands on $275 this morning, call now 4967-4105 and that money could be all yours. Just answer one question correctly with Trivia Check next. New FM.
Awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$275 up for grabs right in time for the weekend. How good would that be for a Feel Good Friday?
I know. And if we gave it away, it would mean we'd given away like nearly $1,200 this week.
Must be nice.
Already given away $900 earlier in the week to Summer from Madawi. Let's see if we can make it two for two.
We've got Christine in Maitland this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you feeling like a winner today, Christine?
I'm hoping so.
What are you up to right now, Christine?
I'm currently sitting out in the back. On the back veranda with my babies, my dog.
Aww.
That's cute. What kind of dogs you got?
I got a Shih Tzu cross Foxy. I've got a Shih Tzu cross Maltese. I've got a Foxy cross
Chihuahua. That'll do. How many do you have? Eight?
Three.
I was going to say, that's wild.
Three's a good number.
It is. All right, let's do this thing.
Are you ready for your question?
I'm ready.
Paul David Hewson is the real name of what famous musician?
Paul David. The Beatles? Musician.
Is it the Beatles? Unfortunately not. So sorry.
Correct. It's Bono from U2.
I wouldn't know that. I'm old school.
You've heard of U2, though, haven't you?
U2's old school, aren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, they are, just to let you know.
They absolutely are.
Well, that means, Crevo, back Monday, 300.
That's right. Make sure you're listening.
Now, Crevo, a dating dictionary of terms used by Gen Z singles has been released because of widespread confusion from older generations, a.k.a. boomers and millennials, a.k.a. us.
Yeah.
Because we don't understand what the hell they're saying half the time when it comes to dating.
Well, was pretty much after the online dating time. Came before that. So all those apps and stuff, I've never been involved.
Sense to you. Yeah. So Tinder has basically released a handy guide after research showed 62% of 18 to 25-year-olds feel they speak a different language than older singles when it comes to dating.
Right, so there's a little dictionary.
A whole dictionary of all these new phrases and terms. So I thought,
smart,
I'm going to put you to the test. Since you've never been on a dating app before, I'm going to see if you know what any of these new Gen Z words mean.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
This is not going to go well, I reckon.
Cushioning up first. What do you think cushioning is?
Like cushion, but cushioning? when you have a date in between another date to allow a bit of cushion and time.
You're not far off.
Really?
It refers to keeping several backup relationships to soften the blow if your favourite one doesn't last.
I'm taking the point.
Yeah, you nailed that.
One.
A situationship.
Okay, this is me guessing that you're only in a relationship because they're nearby or something, like a close by situation.
Not quite. It's okay. Kind of like that sticky in between status when someone is more than just like a one time hookup, but not quite like exclusive yet.
Right. So you're still like, you know,
it's in that awkward
getting
phase
with other
like,
people.
I don't really know what this is.
Right. I'm taking that one as incorrect. So I've got 1 point on the board. 1 for 2. Not bad so far.
Incorrect. Riz.
What?
What do you think Riz is? R-I-double-Z.
Do you say jizz?
Riz.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's shorthand for charisma. So it's like, yeah, he's got a bit of Riz about him.
What?
Ridiculous. No. Incorrect. Next one.
Mm.
Sploshing.
Sploshing. That's, is that when you go on a date and trip and fall in a puddle?
No.
No?
It's where you kind of introduce food in the bedroom. Like, you can sit on a cake if you would like.
Or is that what you do?
Squish spaghetti in between your toes.
Have you ever done, what is it called?
Sploshing.
Have you ever done sploshing?
Never done the splosh.
Okay, good to know.
Next one.
Okay.
Beige flags.
Is this one just someone's really boring?
Similar to a red flag, but they're like the early warning signs of incompatibility. Like, so for example, I would get an immediate beige flag if someone had live, laugh, love in their Instagram bio.
Yeah, so would I. That's a big beige flag. Okay, I had no idea what that one is. Also incorrect.
It's like a red flag, but maybe not as hectic,
yeah.
You know? What else here?
One or two more to wrap things up.
Okay, what about a friend introduction?
Oh, it must just be when your friend introduces you to the person.
Yep.
Oh, good. I've got one more point.
You get that. What about a hard launch?
Hard? That sounds like a bit of fun, if I'm honest. I reckon I did one or two of those when I was back in uni days.
Incorrect.
No. We'll just leave it there. Let's check your traffic.
Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
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 The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
And don't forget, just after 8, Cash Tracks is back for the last day.
It's done after today.
Today's the last day, which means if you want to win that money, make sure you're getting on it. $105 each one of them. A write down title and artist, the first one just after 8.
You never know when they're going to pop up.
Exactly. It could be all over the place.
Totally. A whole lot of last today too, because we've got the last tickets in town for the supercars kicking off today. If you don't have any and you want to go, keep it locked on UFM. We'll tell you more next.
Get your tickets for the Thrifty Newcastle 500 now, March 10 to 12. Ticketek.com.au. This is the Novos Supercar Challenge. Thanks to Harvey Norman and HP, proud supporters of Red Bull Racing.
Yeah, this is your very last chance to get your hot little hands on a double three-day pass to the Thrifty Newcastle 500. Kicks off today.
This
so
is
if
brilliant.
You want to go today, you need to call on 4967 4105 right now. Not only do you get free entry for you and a mate, you get a special garage tour plus a Thrifty Newcastle 500 merch pack as well. Ice House.
Oh.
Who else is playing tonight? Forget.
I can't remember. But Hilltop Hoods is what is
tomorrow
a
night.
Lot of people are excited about Hilltop Hoods because they put on such a good live show.
Oh, my God.
Newcastle is buzzing.
Oh, Screaming Jets. How could we forget that?
How could we?
God, we're idiots. If you want to go along to the Thrifty Newcastle 500 and let us play for you in some trivia. Now, it's basically today's a tiebreaker. We're two apiece, you and I.
That's right. There's all the glory for us, but for you, there's the potential at the tickets.
You're an actual winner. Call now. 4967 4105. We'll play next.
Get your tickets for the Thrifty Newcastle 500 now, March 10 to 12. Ticketek.com.au. This is the Novos Supercar Challenge. Thanks to Harvey Norman and HP, proud supporters of Red Bull Racing.
Literally the last lot of tickets in Newcastle.
I know. If you want to go for free, this is your chance. Of course, it's going to be an amazing event. Newcastle is buzzing for this.
Already.
The music, the cars, the racing, the atmosphere.
The beers.
It's all happening. Well, yeah. Or whatever you drink.
So many.
Drink responsibly, of course. The tins. Let's meet our contestants that we'll be playing for this morning, Tyler.
Up first, we've got Jasmine in Windale. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm great. Yourself?
Very well. Are you desperate to get to the supercars this weekend?
I'm desperate to get my husband there.
Yeah.
So you can stay home and relax?
And be wife of the year, hopefully.
Yeah, wife of the year is exactly what you'll be. We've also got Kate in Cessnock. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Very well. You ready to win too, Kate?
I sure am.
Good. It's the attitude I like.
Now, the way this works is both Tyler and myself will be playing for you in a quiz because we're terrible, notably terrible, at supercars knowledge. But Stephen, our producer, he's got all the info and he'll be quizzing us and then we'll play for you to try and win you the tickets, all right? So let's get Kate to choose. Do you want Tyler or myself to play for you?
I'm going to choose Tyler this morning.
Thank you so much. I like being chosen first. It feels like less rejection.
I feel very rejected and very sad, but that's all right,
I'm
Jasmine.
Sorry.
So you should be. Jasmine, I'm going to win it for you, all right?
Awesome.
And you know why?
I've got this.
Because Jasmine lives in...
No, he has one.
No, I have one. A couple of times, actually. But also, you live in Windale, so Wynn is in the name. Let's do this thing, all right? Hold on the line, guys. Here we go. Right. Producer Stephen, enter the ring.
All right. Good morning, guys. Let's rip the Band-Aid off. First question. The start/finish line of the Nui 500 is on which Newcastle Street? Now, this is multiple choice after controversy earlier in the week.
I was just about to buzz in.
Okay, here we go. A, your options. A, Nobby's Road. B, Watt Street. C, Wharf Road.
Crevo.
Crevo's in.
A.
It is not A. We'll pass it to Tyler.
Oh, I was going to say Watt Street.
It's neither.
Oh,
it's
no.
on Wharf Road.
No points.
No points.
All
right,
next one.
We move to the next one. All right, guys. I want to know what year was the first Nui 500 held?
Crevo.
Crevo's in.
2017.
It is 2017.
You beauty. Total guess.
I did not even get my name on the board for that one. All right, next one.
All right, let's do a closest to the pin here, guys.
Okay.
So Shane Van Gisberg, he has the longest current streak of completed races in the Supercars Championship. So races without, you know, crashing or being disqualified or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is not just the Nui 500. This is across
all
the Supercar
them.
Championship. Yep. What is that streak?
Tyler.
Go on, Tyler.
I'm going to say, like, 50-something.
Crevo.
Well, 50-something. We're doing closest to the pin, so I can't take 50-something.
50.
Okay.
On the nose, I'm going to say 70.
Crevo is closer.
God, 73.
Which means, of course, Jasmine, you live in Windale because you're a winner and the tickets are all yours.
Awesome. Thank you.
Producer Stephen, what was the answer to that?
Oh, it was 73, so Crevo was real close.
You're close.
He's been good with the closest to the pin this week.
I come out too hard, too fast this week and then just really died in the butthole, didn't I?
I don't think...
Those are your words.
I don't think anyone wins.
No one's a winner here except Jasmine from Windale. Yeah. Kate from Cessnock. I'm so sorry. I'm so glad that game's over this week, though. That was rough.
Thank you.
And you should have chosen me anyway. Better luck next time. That's all I can say.
You're so mean. Well, that's it. Last tickets in town. Gone.
Last tickets in town.
Enjoy the Thrifty Newcastle 500. Kicks off today. There's so much going on around town. And well done, to Jasmine in Windale.
Congrats indeed.
The longer you listen, the more cash you'll win.
105.3 New FM's $10,000 cash tracks.
I don't mean to alarm anyone, Crevo, but today is the last day for your $10,000 cash tracks here in New FM. Yeah. Be alarmed.
Be alarmed. You don't mean to alarm, but be alarmed.
Yep. Today is the last day for you to win free money with our $10,000 New FM cash tracks. So, if there's one thing you do today, it's listen to the radio from now until midnight.
Yep.
Maybe not to, well, you can if you want.
No, you should.
But then you just call Joel this afternoon when he says so.
Yeah.
And then you rattle off all of the cash tracks because every single one of them are worth $105 and we are about to push play on the first one for you right now. You're welcome.
We're always giving you the hints. That's the sort of thing we'll do,
yeah,
is help you out.
We're people for the people.
Exactly. We're right. Known for it.
Write this one down. Brand new stuff from Pink. Trustful. Your first cash track for the day.
New FM. And what's the goss coming up next with producer Stephen? What's on the way?
Cole Sprouse is getting flamed on the internet. He's had a podcast appearance and people are taking the mic. So I'll give you the details on that.
Interesting. Saucy. Now, though, producer Stephen, if you could hang about for a bit, because we want to, as you know, Crevo, you and I, we argue a lot on this show, don't we?
Yeah, but all in good fun.
Yeah, but it's because you like getting under my skin.
Yeah, it entertains me.
So we're going to play a little game called What's a Superior, where producer Stephen gives us a topic.
Yep.
And we have to basically choose what the superior version of said topic is.
This is good. Right? I like this. Because yes. I'll be right, as usual.
Shut up. All right, producers.
Well, I'm selfishly using this as a vessel to, like, solve a debate in my household
okay.
at the moment.
Yeah, this is good.
So I need you guys to tell me, what is the superior flavour of shapes and why is it chicken crimpy?
Oh, no, you retract that last bit because that is incorrect.
Here we go.
I will tell you what the superior shape flavour is.
All right.
And everyone else who disagrees with me is wrong and dead to me. It's the cheese and veggie Vegemite one. By far.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You can't, if you haven't had this, do yourself a favour. Change your life. Fix your life by having a cheese and Vegemite shape.
Are they the ones shaped like Australia?
Yeah, like the little map of Tassie as well.
That is pretty cool.
Isn't that a limited edition one?
Nah, they've brought them out full time now because people realise how good they are. And I would come for someone at Shapes if they ever took them off the shelves.
My plan is to get in touch with Shapes.
Don't you dare.
That is the worst Shapes ever.
Shut up.
And I've got one thing to play for you here, right? Because pizza shapes are the best one out there.
You just have that on standby ready to go at all times.
Pizza shapes are the best because...
What, are you stuck in the 90s? They are so 1997.
I'm sorry, but a Vegemite shape is the worst flavour out there.
And are you hang an tight, Australian? Do you tight. Hate Australians?
Hang tight. I have a similar question for you.
Yeah.
Because next week, I believe, on the show, we're having Masa Madre. Is it Vegemite shapes? No. It is pizza.
Yeah, but that's because it's a real pizza. I don't like to try and, like, fake it by eating a pizza shape. I'll just eat the real thing if I feel like eating pizza.
I've got three things to say for you as to why pizza shapes are the best.
Go on.
Firstly, texture of the flavour. They have the better bit of crunch in the flavouring granules, number one. Secondly, you're talking about shape. There's no better than that original hexagon, is there?
I don't care for that.
Thirdly, the colour of the box. It's all about that. Purple is the best colour out there. Some yellow, orange, terrible colour.
Well, can I
go and get stuff.
Can I hit you with my rebuttal?
Yeah.
For one, the shape is like superior Australia. The map of Australia doesn't get the best country in the world.
Missing Tasmania,
best shape
by the
in
way.
The world. No, there's Tassies in there as well. Thank you very much. They get their own biscuit shape. Map of Tassie. I said that. Also,
all right.
Nothing beats the saltiness of Vegemite. And tell you what's even better, when you dip it in an avocado dip. Because what's better than Vegemite and avocado together? That is the most Australian snack you'll ever get.
I lose me more and more with every sentence.
Shut up, Stephen.
Yeah, no,
I'll come for you as well,
obviously,
mate.
Stephen is the decider here. But I just want to say one thing before we wrap it up and go to throw to Stephen to decide what's the superior.
But he's already, like, got a bias.
No, but it's neither of ours. So it doesn't matter. But the fact that you have to put yours in another dip to make it palatable.
So you've never dipped a shape into another dip to make your experience better?
You don't need to with pizza.
Oh, they're my God, good. You do because it's the worst.
Okay, Stephen, you've heard the arguments. It's now time to decide what's the superior, pizza or Australian, what is it, Vegemite?
Cheese and Vegemite. Shapes. How can you get that wrong? You're un-Australian.
I love Australia as much as the next guy, but I feel like there was three or four correct answers that I would have accepted, and that shape is not one of them. Pizza wins this round.
Yes!
Yo, 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 yo
land?
I'm too busy winning in the living in the
wrong.
Winning.
We better put this to the people soon then, I reckon.
Yeah, we might do that, but that's a whole separate conversation. Let's check your traffic now, UFM.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Cameron asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is a cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Steven, some drama with Cole Sprouse. What's going down?
Yeah, well, he was on the Call Her Daddy podcast during the week. And
I feel like this podcast has a huge cult following, don't you?
Oh, it's absolutely massive.
Yeah.
And when something is said on that podcast, it reaches a massive audience.
Yep.
So I feel like you've got to be on your best behaviour. And unfortunately, Cole was not. He spoke about a lot of topics, including splitting and then still working with his Riverdale co-star, Lily Reinhart.
Yep.
He also he told this cringy story about his first intimate experience, I suppose.
I was on a family trip in Florida and I met this girl who was older. All my buddies had already lost their virginity at this point. I was 14, so that says another thing, but we were down at the beach. It actually makes me nervous. It's so cringy. And I finally mustered up enough courage to deliver a line that my brother has never ever let down for me. I looked around and I was like, so are you like DTF?
That is so cringe.
Down for fun.
Now, producer Stephen, for those who don't know who Cole Sprouse is, what was that TV show that it was in on Disney like years ago?
God, I can't remember. It was him and his twin.
Live Googling.
Happening now. Because Cole Sprouse, I was like, did he just say Coles Express? Because
Express.
It's a very convenient petrol station near me in Mayfield.
The Suit Life of Zack and Cody.
Yes, that's the one. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. That was what I was raised on.
Really?
On the Disney Channel, yeah.
What was that about? Just briefly.
Twins who were raised in a hotel.
Right.
And they live this bougie life, but they pretty much just run amok.
And then there was a spin-off where they're on a cruise ship as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was lots of seasons. But yeah, so obviously told that cringy story. You know, Prince Harry did it first, but anyway, we digress. But he's getting a lot of backlash for his appearance on the podcast. For stuff like that, you know, putting a bit of mayo on. But also, if you watch it, he just thinks he's too cool.
Does think he's cool. There was a screenshot of him sitting in the Call Her Daddy podcast chair just, sucking back darts.
Yeah. He's sitting back thinking he's so cool, smoking. He's using so many big words in these stories as well, you know. I feel like he's just trying to portray someone. Perhaps he's not. And there's a lot of pressure, like we said. This podcast goes to a wide audience. Mm-hmm. So you do want to portray the best version yourself, but I think he's tried maybe a bit too hard.
I'm putting it out there, he's now maybe one of the world's second, I'm going to say the world's second smuggest man. Obviously, it's Simon Cowell who's always in number one. Forever.
He's the first Simon Cowell.
And I think, you look at his face, you go, he's very, very smug.
Still got a lot of growing to do as well. Super young. Pull your head in, mate.
I always feel bad for those ones, you know, those child stars.
Yeah.
Do they ever really have the chance to grow up?
Get off to Larry Longbusters and suck back a vape or something instead, you loser.
And don't vape either.
Don't vape.
The Novos. Tyler and Prevo. New FM. Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, yeah?
You know that fire that went down in Mayfield this morning?
Yeah.
Did you say that they sent in chemical detection dogs?
Correct.
This hits me in my ethics place.
So, we're just worried about the dogs, because you got a little doggy in there right now, don't you?
He's at our door. I can see his little tail, little Alfie.
What would you, do they send him in? Just go and sniff this. What's going on?
But
is it safe for the dogs?
In there.
This is what we're worried about.
It's like, you know how at airports they have dogs that sniff out stuff? Similar thing. They're just sniffing out something else.
But, there's asbestos in the fire, no? Is that not safe for their little lungs? Why are we sending man's best friend in before we go in?
I don't know.
I'm just not happy about this.
Well, we're just wondering if the dogs are safe. And you know what? They probably have worked all this out.
You'd hope
then
so.
They wouldn't have sent them in if it wasn't safe.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, because we're
promise.
Just keeping everyone on their toes because,
We're dog lovers on this show.
Oh, my God, animal lovers. If anyone... Oh, God, I can't. It makes me cry just the thought of animals
Stop
being
thinking
harmed.
About it.
It's Feel Good Friday. It's Feel Good Friday.
Anyway, that's all. Just wanted to check. Thank you so much, Jess.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, anytime.
Ask the professional at all times.
Yeah, exactly.
anyway, Feel Good Friday. Woo!
Yeah, let's do that. Next, though, bit of an interesting situation with my dad.
Yeah.
He just got a new hip.
Yeah.
And he wanted to keep the bone that they cut out.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll chat more about that next as
what
you wake
for?
Up with
I have
the Novos.
Questions.
Earlier in the week, my dad got a brand new titanium hip.
Whoa, that's big surgery, isn't it?
Yeah, yes and no. Like, yes, it is very big because they get in there and basically put a new hip in. But at the
They've
same,
got to open him up.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's a proper surgery. It's not keyhole.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the recovery is quite quick.
That's
so
good.
Which is great.
Well, you need to be mobile from the get-go, right?
He's already walking.
Wow.
From earlier in the week. Anyway, when he was going in for the surgery, like literally on the operating table, he said to the surgeon, because there's a bit of time when the anaesthetist's getting ready and everything, goes, oh, because you're taking, and turn down your radio if you're having breakfast. All right, good. Now, because you're cutting off a piece of the hip bone, can I please have that?
Can I keep it as a little keepsake?
Yeah, so it's actually, because he's a bit of a, intellectual philosopher type guy.
Yeah.
There's this thing called memento mori, which is where you keep, a skull or something on your desk to remind you that life isn't permanent. You're
gotcha.
Not here forever.
Yep.
And he goes, it'd be great for that because I'm a bit of a philosopher at heart. Anyway, the surgeon was like, you can't have it. It's human.
What?
It's waste.
But
medical
it belongs
waste.
To him. It's his hip.
Well, that's what his argument was, but he was already on the operating table and he goes, I don't want to take this any further.
Okay, no worries.
Just do the hip thing.
Yeah.
That's what, that's what I'm here for. But it got me thinking, 4967 4105. Do you have a souvenir body part?
Oh, maybe a tooth?
That's a good one. Yep, that's the sort of thing we're after. Or some sort of bit of bone or something, or could be anything. 4967 4105. Do you have a souvenir body part? We'd love to hear your stories because surely it's not only my dad, Senor Crevo, that wanted the bit of body, just to keep, just a keepsake.
Bit of hair, bit of teeth, something.
Exactly.
Our best calls to air will go in the draw to win an invite for 4 kids plus 1 adult to the red carpet grand opening of Kids World Playland and Cafe in Charlestown, going down today, this afternoon from 4 o'clock. That's a big old party if you want to go along. Tell us if you've got a souvenir body part.
Or maybe it's someone in your family.
Someone you know.
Uncle. You know, Fred, who always brings it out at parties or whatever,
yuck.
That sort of thing. Would love to get your stories on the NX. Have you kept a souvenir body part is the area we move into now because my dad went and got a new hip, new titanium hip. It's already in him.
good to know.
And when he went in for the operation, he's like, can I have the bit that you cut off?
Well, it's my body.
Yeah, my
Piece
bone.
Piece of my body, I want it.
Nah. You can't have it. Medical waste, some excuse like that.
That's lame.
That's what I thought.
Let the man have it.
Exactly. It's a small request. Anyway, they said no, but we want to know, do you have a souvenir body part? Let's go to the phones and find out what Newcastle has in their cupboards and fridges and stuff.
We'll go to Crystal in Newcastle up first. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now tell us, do you have a souvenir body part?
Yes, I do. I have a few.
Well, okay, hit us.
What have you got?
So I have 2 boys and I have they've been circumcised and I don't know if it's still the same procedure as today, but they used to put a little round plastic thing after they get it done.
Yeah.
I still have them. My eldest is nearly 21, so I've had it for that long.
So you're going to give it to him for his 21st?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And I have their umbilical cord still attached to the peg.
You know you can eat that. It's good for you.
Oh, no.
Probably not now.
No, after 21 years.
Heaps nutritious. Let it ferment. Probably do wonders for you, Crystal.
Well, I didn't find out until that you could eat your placenta, otherwise I probably would have kept that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, live and learn. That's what this is all about, isn't it?
We've got Maya in Newcastle up next. Good morning.
Morning.
Now tell us, what souvenir body part do you have?
I've got a sewing needle that was in my knee for about 12 months before we knew about it.
A sewing needle?
A sewing needle, yeah.
Hang on. Do you mean like a very fine one that somehow got into your knee and then they pulled it out? Is that what you get?
So,
what?
Yeah, it was in there for a good 12 months before I knew that I had a sewing needle in my knee.
Do you know how it got in there?
So I had a puppy at the time and he went under my bed. So I put my leg under the bed to get the sewing needle out, to get the puppy out. And there must have been a sewing needle under the bed in the mattress or something.
Did you not feel it?
Well, I did. And I let out this huge scream. I couldn't walk. I got rushed to like the after hours GP and they just said, no, like you just sprained it. You're all good. I done footy on the weekend. They said that it's the patella damage. And then, yeah, a year later, I was still complaining and they were like, well, send you for an MRI.
I know technically that it is a foreign, like, it's a foreign object, but if it's been in your body for 12 months, that technically passes as a part of your body, doesn't
also,
it?
Also, MRI, isn't that the big magnetic one? Did it just, like, rip out of there?
No, so the doctor was like, you're serious about this? And my mum at the time was like, yeah, like, I'm over her complaining. It's been 12 months. I'm sick of it.
Get it out.
I want something done. So we went for an X-ray and then...
That's when you found it. Yeah, God. Because the MRI, that could have been real dangerous.
Oh, my God.
Emma is in South Maitland. How is it there this morning?
Really nice day today. Actually, it's starting to cool down a bit.
Yeah, nice.
Thank God. I think all of the region is ready for that. Tell us, do you have a souvenir body part? What is it?
I don't, but my cousin does. She's one of those crazy people. She loves poo jokes and things like that. And she's actually got a scrapbook from when she was a kid from holidays and things. And she's kept, along with photos and things, she's kept, like, skin from when her sunburn has peeled and a corn she picked off her foot and things like that in the scrapbook.
I beg your pardon?
When you get
a corn out of your foot?
You know what? When you go into the scrapbooking shop and they're like, what are you thinking here? Is this for a wedding? Is this for an anniversary?
No, this is just for my son when he peeled way back in 1997. I was going to keep some of his skin. What? That is disgusting.
That's a weird one.
Let's wrap it up next, though, with Christine in East Maitland. Good morning.
Oh, Christine's gone. Of all times. Oh, well.
I don't think human skin...
is meant to go in a scrapbook.
No, but I don't think anything could beat human skin.
Neither do I. Neither do I.
Oh, my God.
Now, of course, best callers today get to go along to the Kids World Playland opening event, red carpet, the whole thing.
Red carpet party, and a shout-out to James from Maryland for winning that today.
Congratulations. And a reminder as well, before we go, that Cash Tracks, the last day.
Now... without giving anything away, because we know nothing. They don't tell us anything. But I reckon you've got to listen all day.
Yeah. I think that's what they said
to
say.
That's the whole point. But I'm saying today, listen even more.
Because you know what? Every single one worth $105, you don't want to miss one.
You could be winning heaps.
Free money all day at New FM. Now, that is us done and dusted.
I still can't get past the human skin.
What do you got in there? Just a bit of skin on my scrapbook.
Corn on my foot. Yuck.
Christ, I guess that's what we asked for. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy the supercars.
Oh, yeah, had the best weekend.
Whatever your part you're going to, the race, the music, just getting around the general vibe of town.
The whole shebang.
Enjoy it all. It's going to be a cracker, and we'll see you on Monday.
Bye.